Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. On the seventh day of April, something miraculous happened. A brand new life entered this world and took up residence right in the middle of my heart. My son and his wife had their first child, a beautiful little girl. And while I know that people have babies every day all over the world, it's the first time I've been given that noble title, grandparent, and I'm finding that I like it very, very much. I loved being a mom. I took parenting seriously, often worried when I made mistakes or didn't know what to do, and was delighted when my small son began to turn into himself, a curious, thoughtful, compassionate little person who was great fun to be around, well, most of the time anyway. Being a nana, the traditional grandma word in my family, isn't better than being a parent, but it is different. I'm older and calmer, less anxious, and more attuned to the moment. I can slow down and enjoy even the fussy times because I already know how quickly they'll pass. And I've discovered that grandparents can be incredibly helpful to new families, but not usually in the way we often assume. Being a new parent isn't easy. I remember that from my own experience, and I was vividly reminded watching my son and his lovely wife. You never get enough sleep. My own husband awoke one night when our son was a month or two old to find me looking under our bed with a flashlight, convinced that I'd somehow dropped the baby on the floor. For the record, said baby was sound asleep in his crib, in his own room, and his mom was apparently suffering from sleep-deprived psychosis. Grandparents want to be useful, but sometimes we do so by offering our own hard-won knowledge and opinions. And while what we say may be true and may be intended to be helpful, it isn't always perceived by the recipients as helpful. New parents in particular are given reams of advice from grandparents, aunts and uncles, professionals, and assorted friends. Some of it is good, some not so much. But advice is a tricky thing. It's useful when it's asked for, but annoying or overwhelming when it's not. Having listened, observed, and just generally hung out in the home of a newborn infant, I have one suggestion to offer to grandparents who want to be helpful. Do something practical. Never mind the advice unless you're specifically asked. Instead, run to the grocery store and fill the refrigerator with food the new parents like to eat, not what you think they should eat. Run the vacuum and a load of laundry. Do whatever dishes are in the sink and wipe off the counters. Walk the dog. Don't look for thanks. Just do what needs doing. Do your best to do it the way your kids want it done. And by freeing up time for mom and dad to connect with their new baby, to stay connected to each other, and to get used to the new rhythms and routines of parenthood, you may just be doing the most useful thing possible. I had the wonderful privilege, together with my granddaughter's other grandmother, of babysitting for the first time, while my son took his wife out for her birthday. And it really is like riding a bicycle. Once you've learned how to care for a baby, you don't forget. Diapers are still diapers, and walking with a fussy baby on your shoulder is still done in the same time-honored way, and it still feels marvelous to cuddle that tiny body against your own. Grandparents are at their best when they listen, help out in practical ways, and offer empathy and encouragement. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.